The White House Report.
Congressman, is this government in crisis right now?
I think it certainly is very much at risk. Our system of checks and balances, with every step this White House takes to undermine the wall of independence between the White House and the Justice Department, the actions to try to urge the Justice Department to investigate Trump's vanquished rival, the demeaning of the press, all of these things, I think, are a grave danger to the health of our democracy.
Lastly, the memo, the Democratic memo. From my sources, I'm hearing that it's a line-by-line rebuttal of the Nunez Republican memo that the president has. Is that the case? What can you tell us about it?
The way I would describe it is the Nunez memo was basically a spin document. It was like an opinion op-ed, devoid of most of the relevant facts. As the FBI pointed out when they sought to release it, it was deeply misleading and inaccurate because it omitted material facts. Our memo includes the material facts so that the readers can see the necessary context and see what a flawed document and what a biased document the Republicans put out. Now, of course, the White House and the Republicans are claiming, oh, no, we don't want to see the facts. No, the facts are classified. Well, this is exactly why you don't go down this road. Why this House rule had never been used before. You don't put out a partisan misleading memo. It's an abuse of the intelligence process, and it's going to really undermine our committee.
What do you think is going to ultimately happen as it relates to this Russia investigation? I know your investigation, you got the investigation with Mueller. What do you think ultimately is going to happen?
Well, it's very hard to say. I have the feeling, it's not based on anything in particular, that there are twists in the road coming that we just can't see at this point. I've been listening to Slow Burn, which is a wonderful podcast about Watergate. And one of the things that I really enjoy about it is it gives you a sense of what it was like during Watergate when you didn't know how it was going to end. Well, we don't know how this is going to end. My job is to try to do the best and most credible investigation on our committee, notwithstanding all the obstacles, and to make sure the Congress stays out of Bob Mueller's way and the White House stays out of Bob Mueller's way.
April Ryan, AURN News.